the best and the brightest.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
We have to start to change the dialogue on immigration, and we have to start to talk about it for what it really is.
What makes a city attractive to new immigrants? The immigrants who start new businesses, bring innovative ideas, and the energy to make those ideas happen. It's those immigrants who can pump new life into struggling Michigan cities. As we look for solutions, one question often asked is, with all the glamorous cities in America, why would immigrants want to settle in smaller cities like Flint and Saginaw, which are firmly situated in flyover country? Our latest contributor to The Next Idea knows firsthand why. Harsha Nahata grew up in Michigan's sizable South Asian immigrant community. Her parents moved to the United States from India and eventually settled in Saginaw, where her father still practices medicine today.
So one thing I definitely noticed, people gravitate towards familiarity. Almost regardless of the place, if somebody has strong ties or close ties, whether it's family ties or friend ties or to somebody that already lives there, it becomes an incentive to go to that place because you have some sort of familiarity. You have a person that you can count on that can show you the ropes. And it kind of, I think, helps buffer that process of moving to a completely new country.
Harsha took this notion that familiarity is a highly attractive force for immigrants and turned it into a plan for Flint. A few years ago, she met with Flint city officials as well as representatives from the Chamber of Commerce and the four local colleges and universities. And she also asked immigrants already living in Flint what they thought.
Basically, a survey was conducted about what types of things drew them to the Flint area, what types of things would convince them to stay in this area after their schooling or residency was done, and what types of things in terms of amenities or community support or even things like housing, activities, support groups, did they feel were lacking in Flint that would be helpful to them for adjusting and then also wanting to build a life in a community in Flint.
While Nahata says that reforming our broken immigration system is crucial, there are still things we can do at the grassroots level. The biggest one, she says, is for Flint to organize and establish a more formal welcoming center that could offer new immigrants all kinds of assistance.
And that could be anything from hosting events, from introducing them to the local population that's already there, from facilitating more of an exchange between the existing population and the new one, and then also kind of using local cultural organizations and the current immigrant community to reach out to their networks and help recruit people to the area as well.
Welcoming centers are becoming more popular, especially in the Rust Belt, where cities like Detroit and Cleveland are looking to boost their declining populations with new immigrants. She thinks a welcoming center initiative for Flint and Saginaw would also work well, taking advantage of the significant immigrant populations in and around the area. But she's careful to stress one thing. The longtime local residents must be included in the process in order to prevent an unwelcoming backlash.
Instead of improving literacy in the current population or finding the current population jobs or building their skill sets, you're focusing attention on bringing in new people. And that's seen as a mutually exclusive set of things. And I think the biggest aspect of getting people to care is to remove that.
Nahata says having a framework in place to build a sense of togetherness is crucial. With community buy-in, the Welcoming Center will have the goals and vision to improve the city in ways where everyone benefits. Of course, this is not a cure-all, she says, nor is it the only way to rebuild Michigan cities. New immigrants alone aren't going to transform Flint and Saginaw.
It's not a supplement or a thing you can do instead of still being able to empower and provide for the current population. But if you are able to get new people and new ideas, you're able to get new ways of thinking that could further inspire new growth or a different type of growth, especially when it mixes with the existing population.
Using Michigan's existing immigrant populations to attract more talent is the subject of Harsha Nahata's essay. You'll find it on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And while there, share your comments and ideas with us about how to break the status quo in Michigan.